Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter, and we've got Yaya here producing today.
Yaya!
Yaya! Yaya! Everyone has their own bird call now at this point. Like, you're like, Yaya! Kale's bird call is air horns.
Burr, burr.
Burr, 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 burr. And Tiff is just like, hello.
Yeah, everybody has their little call, right? Like their little radio call. Like if we had a jock radio show, and they're like presenting Tiff, hello. Like it's cool. Producers are a character, right?
I love it. There are some things that my friends do that I'm like, I want to record them and put them in the soundboard. Like my friend Danny does a really good 2 minutes remaining, and we'll do it all the time whenever there is 2 minutes left in anything. And I'm like, I would love that for the last 2 minutes of my show.
That's hilarious. I love that so much.
My 2 cents in the last 2 minutes? Let's go.
Oh,
are we making segments right now,
guys? I mean,
guys?
We did that for the Broncos. It's called the Denver Minutes, which is 3:03. So 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So I like the 2 minutes remaining. That's a good one.
2 minutes remaining.
2 cents Susie with 2 minutes left.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's talk about some baseball today, guys. We're going to keep it quick as a show, but we have some real baseball news to talk about eventually. One team sold. Someone sold the team, but it wasn't the Rockies. We'll get into that in a second. We've got a new MLB The Show cover. Of course, we're going to just talk a little bit more about Rockies Fest because we had so many great conversations with... you know, lots of people, including Bill Schmidt and Bud Black. So we're gonna kind of talk about those. But first, we're gonna get into some like Rockies adjacent news. We're gonna start with the lightest news possible. Okay, so Zach Veen. We know our Zach Veen. There's another Zach Veen. I think we've talked about him a little bit. But someone on Twitter thinks that the two Zach Veens look alike. So there's two Zach Veens out there in the minor league system. Our Zach Veen, no H. The other Zach Veen does have an H. Here's the thing. Okay, do you think these guys look alike? Yeah.
They look like guys I would go fishing with for sure. So they got the same similar vibe to them.
You know, they have a similar vibe. I will give you that. I think that's a great way to put it. But the person who posted this on Twitter was like, oh yeah, they look alike. It's definitely not a Brady Feigl situation. Do you remember that?
I do not. Wait, I think I do.
There's a link in the outline that I forgot to highlight for you, and that's on me. I apologize. But you take a look at those pictures, and those are two guys that actually look identical, and they have the same name, and I think they played the same position. But two guys, different names. They look almost identical. They actually like did. I think they might have been on that show.
Oh, I actually know who they are. They even had like glasses and the whole like basically like redhead ginger, like everything. Yeah,
they both have very distinct looks too. But they did DNA tests on them, and they're not related at all.
So there's a theory out there that there's only so many types of features that a human can have that eventually they're just going to start repeating because all the features have to, like if you have a certain type of eye, a certain type of nose, certain type of lips, eventually they're all going to combine again in another human. So that's why they say that there's doppelgangers out there of you, because there's only so many features one person can have. And there's so many people in the world that eventually they're just going to start repeating.
There's, we could only have so many characters.
Literally, that's what it is. Sims, they start looking alike
at some point. It's literally just like The Sims. Are we living in a simulation? Let me know in the chat if you think we are living in a simulation. I did love this other response, though, to the Zach Veen tweets, because I was just like, okay, I don't think it's fair to say these guys look alike. I don't think they look alike. I think they happen to be wearing the same color hat. They have a similar vibe, as Yaya pointed out. I will say both of them are giving peak Randy Johnson. That we can pull that pick up for our folks watching on YouTube. Yeah. Them and Randy Johnson, same vibe.
I can see these guys, like I said, all three of them fishing. If it's drunk and if I'm drunk and it's dark, I'm going to call all of them by the same name. And it's going to be guy fishing. And it's going to be okay because there's going to be no other choice for them.
I love that. I think that is absolutely hilarious. We'll get into some baseball headlines in just a moment, folks. But let's mention our friends at Empire today because, guys, you know the theme song from your childhood because they've been in the biz for that long. They are the OG. And listen, with Empire today, you can shop at home with that convenience. You're going to find the right product for your needs and a quick and professional installation and a price match guarantee. Empire today is the best place to go for new flooring. So, of course, you're going to find tons of copycats out there, but no one is doing it like the original. Listen, they're going to help you find what you need, but they're not going to overwhelm you with a bunch of choices, a bunch of substitutes, only the best quality stuff for you and your home or business. So you can schedule an at-home estimate today, and it's totally free. And all of our listeners right now can get $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but go to empiretoday.com/DNVR for details. But we love our friends at Empire Today. How did I do? How's my singing today?
It's on point, as the kids say.
Thank you. Do the kids say that? They say on point?
I'm not a child, so I wouldn't know.
Oh. You're like do you consider yourself a Gen Z millennial cusper?
Yeah. That, we were having this conversation. That's exactly what I am. I
think
don't
we
know
talk about
I
this
am.
A lot.
Yeah, I don't know what I am. I'm just Yaya, like, at this
You're
point.
You're just your own thing, and it's crazy.
It's Yaya and everybody else, and screw everybody else, literally.
Yaya versus the world. Is that why you're such a bully?
I'm a bully because I'm small and I need to take care of things. It's small man complexion, you know?
Oh my gosh. I don't think you're small. I don't think you're a short king.
I'm a medium king.
To clarify, king you're a medium king.
Medium king in certain aspects, short king in other aspects,
oh
big
gosh.
King in other places.
Oh my gosh. I love it. All right, guys, we got to mention our friends at Circa, too. Circa Sports. They've got Super Bowl squares going on, which I think is so fun. No big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. And Circa's got that for you. So everyone who's played squares before knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. But with Circa squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, you choose your square and choose which number you get or which numbers you get. And the minimum bet is just $1. And the max payout could be $100,000. So what do you have to lose? It's easier than ever. Find it all at the Circa app. Download the Circa Sports app and place your Circa Squares bet anywhere in Colorado, by the way. But for more information, visit circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly.
I'm going to be out at the Super Bowl, so I'm going to be spending a lot of time at Circa.
Really?
Yep. A lot. Too much.
I love squares. And honestly, I'm like, okay, if the stakes are that low and the payout's that high, why not?
Be square.
Why not?
Be square and be there. That's what I like to say.
I am the squarest bitch around. That's for sure. All right. Yeah, guys, gamble responsibly, sell your team responsibly. Apparently the Orioles are getting some new owners. So I love this for the city of Baltimore, because obviously they had so much bad news on Sunday, losing that AFC championship game. But they got some good news yesterday. There are rumors that Cal Ripken is like part of the ownership group. Who, by the way, played his whole 21-season career in Baltimore. He's been trying to buy the team for a long time. I love that. I love when you work somewhere and you're like, I could run this shit. And I got the money. Let me buy it. There's a rumor.
That's me with everything I do. That's like, that's my complex. It's like, I can do it better when I clearly can.
Do you also have the confidence of a mediocre white dude just like I do?
I don't think it's even white anymore. I think it's just a mediocre dude.
Is that how it's evolved into? It's not just the mediocre white dudes who have this complex. It's all the mediocre dudes.
I think it was the internet has expanded our knowledge to say, hey, we're all more similar than we think. So it's not just white people doing this anymore.
We are all more similar than we think. But yeah, this is also a huge deal for the Orioles, because honestly, Buster Olney put it the best. The Orioles are back, it appears. And it's honestly not that much more than what the Dodgers are planning on paying Shohei Ohtani. I think this is fun. I think this is fun for the Orioles. And obviously, they are on the cusp of something big. They had their playoff run this year. They've got a son of a Rocky who is the most... just the most exciting prospect right now, who's on the verge of debuting. It would be crazy if Jackson Holliday doesn't debut for opening day. I love an opening day debut.
Jackson Holliday is on the Orioles?
Yeah. He's like so close to being called up too. We really thought it was going to happen this year.
Am I going to have to be an Orioles fan?
You know what? You don't have to be a fan of the whole team. I always say this. You can just like pick a guy and root for him in whatever way feels best to you.
Matt Holliday gives me the butterflies every time I think about him.
Like in a good way or a bad way?
Inappropriate way. but it mostly comes down to being 2007. Matt Holliday was the guy, was our leader. That was not Todd Helton. Again, love Todd. But if you wanted the young, exciting player to cheer for, it was Matt Holliday, right? He was like, what, second or third in MVP voting that year? And it was like incredibly close. So I feel old just knowing that Jackson's in the league too. But it's also like, it's really cool. Like, I love Matt Holliday. And I hope one day Jackson says, I want to complete my dad's legacy. I'll go to the Rockies. And then I'll go to the Cardinals afterwards and be a winner. Yeah. But that's all we can hope for, right?
That's all we can hope for. You know what? I mean, it's a shame that Jackson and Matt kind of missed playing at the same time by, honestly, not that many years.
No, it was like,
Matt Holliday could have just stuck it out a little more, taped it all together. No, he's got better things to do.
I don't think he can afford that much tape either, if I'm honest.
Who could in this economy?
Exactly. Like, how are you going to afford two times the tape of any other athlete? You just can't.
Yeah.
That's half your paycheck.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he would be playing for free.
Yeah. Like,
he'd be, like, rolling in a tape sponsor.
James, right, who pays $1 million a year just to keep his body, right, so he can play with his son 1 year. That would have been all for it, but come on. Let the guy rest.
I feel like, you know what, honestly, like, there's... You shouldn't speculate on like when people are having planning kids or if they ever are. But if Jackson Holliday, I mean, he just got married. If they want to start having kids right now, you know, like 18, 19 years from now, like they could be playing at the same time.
Which would be really cool. I'm always down for that kind of stuff.
You know, we love a good story. We love a good story. We do have a statement from the Maryland governor on this Orioles situation. Okay, here's the statement. Governor Moore, the Maryland Stadium Authority, and the entire Moore Miller administration send their congratulations to Baltimore native David Rubenstein, Michael Bloomberg, Kurt Schmoke, Mike Arrugetti, NBA legend Grant Hill, and Maryland native and Orioles legend Cal Ripken Jr. on their deal to purchase the Baltimore Orioles. The governor looks forward to continuing the strong relationship between the state of Maryland and the Baltimore Orioles. And they go on to, you know, thanking everyone and the franchise, blah, blah, blah. Here's what they end on. The Baltimore Orioles are a treasured piece of our community, and the governor looks forward to the upcoming season as well as future work to spur economic momentum in the entire city of Baltimore and throughout the state. Rockies when?
Quick question.
Yeah.
Comparing ownership.
Yeah.
Where would you rank the Orioles ownership that just sold compared to the Rockies?
Ooh, you know what? I wish I knew like what the previous ownership was worth, but it's also they're probably worth more than the Montforts. The Montforts are kind of the I don't want to say the poorest, but you know they're kind of on the poorer end in terms of like where ownership ranks. Like the Montforts aren't billionaires.
They're rich for regular people. They're poor for owners. That's how I put it.
That is, yeah, yeah. You, as always, you are cooking.
Also, ooh, like, if you had to rank them, like, how good they've done, do you think they've done better than the Rockies or worse than the Rockies as owners, at least from afar?
From afar, you know who should weigh in on this is Danielle Allentuck. Friend of the pod.
That'd actually be a great episode.
I mean, I think they've done better. Because also they've just like full on embraced a rebuild. They were absolute garbage a couple years ago. They were in the playoffs this year. You have to just like go all in on the rebuild. And you also have to like call it a rebuild. I think words matter. Words set your intentions. And the fact that Montfort still like refuses to use the word rebuilding, like it's okay to rebuild. It's okay to take a step back and be like, oh my gosh, what we're doing wasn't working. Let's start over. I do it with myself all the time.
What we've been doing for the last 25 years is not, you know, it.
No. We're just going to keep doing the same shit over and over again and hope for another 07 run.
I mean, that's kind of the Broncos and John Elway's motto. But the thing is, John Elway has a lot of credibility to do that. Well, Montfort does it.
Yeah, that is a good point. He's got a little, he's got the foundation where he can get away with that. Yeah. So I thought that was super interesting. And of course, a big deal for, you know, all of baseball, the whole baseball world. I think the last team that got new owners, was that the Mets, where now they just have so much money and they love to spend it. But like, we're also learning. We're seeing with our eyes also how even though you have a lot of money, doesn't mean you're going to have a lot of success. Doesn't always work out that way, but my goodness, doesn't it help? Doesn't it help? We've got some people in the chat. Roger, I saw your comment. Let's shout you out. Y'all know what the day is called when Jackson and his kid play on the same day? A holiday. I love it. Hey, Will in the chat. The Montforts are worth about $700 million. Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't seen their bank statements, but, you know.
The cow business be doing things.
What was that?
The cow business be doing things.
I mean, listen, cows aren't going. We're still eating cows.
Chick-fil-A's trying to stop it, but it's not stopping anytime soon.
I will never stop ordering.
Take my cows, take my liberty. That's what it is at that point.
Yeah, you can take my cows when I'm fucking dead. I want my steak in my illegal pizza bowl. I'm just saying. I want my steak. I want it. All right. Oh, some more baseball news. All right. So obviously so many changes are just happening with Major League Baseball over the past couple of years, in the coming years, because we also know that MLB is interested in adding a couple of expansion teams, and a lot of people are in the mix. Las Vegas, probably not in the mix anymore because Oakland is gonna move their situation over to Vegas. Portland is one of those cities that is pretty serious about wanting people to get behind having a Major League Baseball team. And I mean, it's tough. I mean, baseball definitely has a very interesting history in Portland, Oregon. So here's what we are looking at. So the Portland Diamond Project, they are the group that is continuing to advocate for this. Okay. So here's what they posted on Instagram just last night. the Portland Diamond Project continues its efforts to bring Major League Baseball to the Portland metro area and confirms the reports that it is in negotiations to acquire a 164-acre Red Tail Golf Course. It has plans on creating the largest sports and entertainment district in the history of Major League Baseball. That is exciting to me. Also, I guess if you're going to pitch something to Major League Baseball, go big or go home.
I mean, why don't more ownerships don't do this? I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing. If you build it, they'll come, right?
Yeah.
So if you have the plans, if you're putting them into motion, it just shows how much you want it and why you want it, right?
Exactly.
So it's like, put your best foot forward. Like, even if it doesn't go through, you mm-hmm. could probably just resell that land and make your money back, if not more.
They'll figure it out.
Like, why not just go for it? You live once, you know, YOLO.
Exactly. And also, the days of just having a stadium with nothing around it, long gone. Because we're also seeing it's such a fun game day experience. If you can, like, go to a restaurant or go to a sports bar before the game and then go to the game and then after the game, you can do it all over again and have a good time. It's just economically a lot more fun for all of the people involved. That's also going to just generate more of that money that these communities want to see. That's the whole point of having a baseball team, is to generate the economy.
It feels a little bit like the Rockies were on the forefront with that, with McGregor Square, right? It feels like they kind of took that initiative and built their own little area as well.
I wouldn't say they're at the forefront, but they're participating, which I think is huge for them, because sometimes they just do their own thing. Because a lot of other stadiums have been either building up around or building ballpark villages. I can use Philly as an example where, you know, all of the stadiums are right there, and tailgating, obviously not as big for baseball. You can tailgate, but, you know, they've got bars around there. Honestly, I feel like could be doing more in terms of the things they've built up around a ballpark. They probably don't need to right now. I think Philly people are getting drunk before a game just fine. But, I mean, yeah, St. Louis has a new ballpark village that's right outside of the park. It's bars, it's restaurants. And then, like, the second you also leave that area, it just becomes, like, St. Louis again.
Oh, so
derogatory.
Bad. So Kansas, it becomes Missouri. They're the reason they call it Misery.
I am in misery. When right outside of the ballpark in St. Louis, that was like the only time I've ever seen like an actual dine and dash. There was a couple running from some restaurant that was near the ballpark, outside of the ballpark village, and like just this couple booking it, and like the chef is chasing them, the server's chasing them, and they finally catch them. And like, then they like play dumb and all, which was like so funny. But I was like, you know what?
Okay, when I'm St. Louis, you don't play dumb. You just are dumb.
Maybe. No, they knew exactly what they were doing. They were trying to get a free meal. And in this economy, I'll turn a blind eye, but you have to, that made me realize also just how much more valuable these like ballpark areas are outside, because usually these are owned by the team as well, like McGregor Square, and you can kind of control what's going on in there. You're going to not have the riffraff of people trying to steal food from your restaurant. Again, it's not my business, but
if it's not for me.
If you don't want to witness a crime, a ballpark village sounds great. Yeah, like Atlanta has like a great new whole ballpark area. They have a name for it. The Battery. That's what it's called. That's super
great
fun.
That's a great name. Like Battery, you get charged up before the game.
Yeah.
You get charged up after the game. Mm-hmm. And it's also a bat.
Yeah, there's like a Howl at the Moon there. Like, they've got all like the big, fun bar chains. Yeah. Let's check the comments real fast. I'm so glad we're talking about this. Let me know what your opinions are in the chat. Kevin Trulio, the best part of Coors Field is drinking your sorrows away at Jackson's after the game. Is Jackson's named after Jackson Holiday?
No. No. Jackson's, it's an institution
I know.
Of downtown. For at least the drunk people.
Is he named after the bar?
He might be, actually.
You know what? We've never, have we talked about this?
I don't know.
Do we know who Jackson Holiday is named after?
It's Jackson's Bar. Bar and Grill downtown. Maybe the 10th best bar in town.
Yeah. I honestly love stopping at Jackson's. On days where like I'm not covering a game, love it before or after.
No, Jackson's is a great place.
It's solid.
It's a good pre-game bar before you hit the other bars to get really hammered.
Yes. Where are we posting up for opening day? Do we even know yet?
Last year was
Ice House, right?
Yep. Last year was Ice House. Yeah. This year, I think they're still like discussing that and
still figuring it out.
Yep.
I wanted to borrow for, you know, we had the Todd Helton celebration, which started as a Hall of Fame announcement watch party. But I was like, is there a way we can like call Ice House and borrow their giant inflatable dinger? It's like full size. I wanted to borrow it, but look, it just fell through the cracks. And I'm just remembering it now.
The biggest thing I think is just, why would you let anybody borrow something so valuable?
True. I feel like it would be letting someone like borrow one of your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Why would he let anybody borrow Dinger?
Kevin, it's so fun. You don't even care that it smells like pee. I don't have a sense of smell, so I've...
That makes two of us.
Yeah, that is one of the unpleasant smells that I will just never know if I'm around it, which is great. This is why I take like 3 showers a day, too. I'm like, I don't know what it smells like.
That's smart. I only take one and I risk it the rest of the day.
You just risk it. All right. Glad we're talking about all these expansion teams. We got to talk about, there's a Jackie Robinson statue that was stolen from a park. We're bringing it right back to Kansas, by the way. A statue of Jackie Robinson was stolen from a park in Kansas. And it was like cut off at the feet too. They ended up finding that statue dismantled and burned in a trash can fire. This all went down Tuesday morning. That's disgusting. What a disgrace. Who would do that to Jackie Robinson? An absolute legend in this game. Went through so much to open these doors. If you're watching us on YouTube, we got a picture of just the shoes. That's all that is left behind. This makes me so sad because, again, why would someone do this?
It's St. Louis?
I believe it's Wichita, Kansas.
I mean, anything with the name Kansas, it's always going to be bad. So I'm not surprised it was in Kansas.
Yeah. So surveillance video apparently captured footage of people entering this Jackie Robinson pavilion after midnight last week. Taking the statue, taking it away in a pickup truck. It's going to cost them about like $75,000. Statues are not cheap. But like the reasoning behind it is like what is killing me. Like this just feels like a little more calculated than just like fun vandalism. This doesn't look like something kids would do just to like do a prank. Unless those kids are racist.
Wow.
Which...
What a leap, baby.
I'm leaping. You know, we're having a conversation, guys. We are having a conversation. I do want to have a conversation about the Nationals. The Nationals are apparently dropping their City Connect uniform before this season, which is like hilarious to me because also I'm like, I didn't know you were allowed to do that. Like, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to do that. I didn't think you were.
So I think it's team by team basis. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of baseball teams, knowing kind of how the uniform world works,
yeah,
they just kind of like to hold off a little bit to have some hype in the dead periods or like when it comes up, so mm-hmm. people can look forward to it a little bit more. But if you want to drop it before, I don't think there's nothing against your contract saying you shouldn't.
Yeah, it's just like we just got it, you know? And also that was like the good one. Like the Nationals one is great. I loved it. It's got the cherry blossoms and like actually looks like something that like people could wear walking around the city in
DC.
So
you don't want to wear a license plate, Colorado license plate all the way?
I mean, actually, yes, I do. I still like the Rocky City Connect uniform. I still like it. Unpopular opinion, apparently.
I don't like how it's meshes, but it is what it is.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, like just the fact, though, that the Colorado City Connect uniform is keeping us from having the black vests. That is what's bumming me out. I'm like, if we're going to get rid of one, honestly, I want the black vests back.
They don't listen to the people all the time. That's the issue, right?
No one freaking listens to us.
You are the people, Suze.
Also, speaking of City Connects, so there are many teams, most teams, I think, still at this point, have not released their City Connect jerseys yet. But someone on Twitter may have found the Phillies City Connect. I don't know how they came about this, but if this is the City Connect jersey for Philly, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm loving it. I simply don't know. But yeah, let's take a...
Just kind of having it, like, right now, if you're watching the show, you can see it on screen. There's not a lot of detail to it, but the type itself feels very Philly. It's just too thick, in my opinion, to what the Phillies do.
Yeah, it does look like something. And also, shout out to gotta_go_Mose on Twitter, who has been tweeting about this. But yeah, like from what they're saying, from the pictures they've posted, it does look a little interesting because like the branding on there looks really official. The Nike on there. So yeah, I don't know how this person got their hands on this, but I don't know if I love it. I don't know if I'm vibing with it. Honestly, it looks like a Brewers jersey. These aren't Phillies colors. These are not Philly colors here. So I hope that either this is wrong or they're going to see the response and like maybe make a new jersey real fast.
They won't do that. I guarantee they won't.
They're not
going to
do
won't.
Any of that. They're not going to do freaking any of that. But the guy who posted this, this is why he thinks it's legit. One, the jersey is in the new Nike Limited template for baseball in 2024. Second reason, MLB and Nike logos are correct, which counterfeit jerseys usually get wrong. And number three, the packaging and tags look correct. Also, I'm seeing a price tag for $175, so that tracks too. Yeah, very interesting. It's honestly like these to me, like it's very blue and yellow. This just looks too Brewers to me. This looks like my outfit right now, which is also too Brewers, but just a baseball show. Doesn't matter.
I mean, the Union kind of have that baby blue out in Philly. The baby blue's a little like synonymous, I guess, with Philadelphia and some of these sports.
You know, if you're going to pick a team that's synonymous with Philadelphia, I don't think it's the Union.
I mean, okay, I'm a soccer guy, so the Sixers also have that baby blue.
The Sixers are really, like, America colors.
That blue is not America. That blue is
It's America adjacent.
I mean, just like that blue on the jersey.
No, this is more of a Brewers blue, I swear. This has no place in Citizens Bank Park. No place whatsoever.
As the Philly native, Susie is really against these.
It would have been, like, wouldn't it have been crazy if, like, the Philly City Connect uniforms were, like, Eagles colored? That would have been actually dope.
I actually would have rather the Philly Fanatic just all green. Like, all green with just, like, two little eyes would have been cool.
Yes. Because we love the chaos that the Philly Fanatic brings to all of our lives across the country. He is an instrument of chaos, and I salute him for that. And, oh, yeah, we got a new MLB The Show cover. Vlad Jr. is on it. Very exciting. Last year it was Jazz Chisholm. Every offseason I say, this is the year I'm going to get really into MLB The Show, and I still haven't. I don't know why. If only. All right, guys, I'm going to get to your comments in just a second. But first, I want to mention our friends at Circle K for hooking us up in the Inner Circle. It is totally free to be a member of the Inner Circle. It's easy to download, too. Use the QR code that's on the screen or the link in the description of this podcast. All you need is an email address and a phone number, and you are enrolled. And what do you get when you're enrolled? Your first five fill-ups, you're getting 25 cents off a gallon. So, like, what are you waiting for? Start right now. And also, like, you're going to get hooked up with, like, you know, a free Polar Pop every once in a while, maybe a free piece of pizza, something from the Roller Grill, donuts. They got a lot going on at the Inner Circle. But again, use that code on the screen or go to circlek.com/inner-circle for more information. and get a free Polar Pop of any size from any of Colorado's Circle K's by texting DNVR to 31310. Message and data rates do apply. You might get some periodic messages throughout the month, but again, that's DNVR. Text those letters to 31310. Inner Circle. Breck Brew's always been a part of our inner circle here at DNVR. They are the craft beer of DNVR. Do we know what the beer of the month is right now? We don't know. We have no idea. It is still...
The beer of the month is Breck Brew.
Come the beer of the month is always Breck Brew. Come to the bar, ask them what the beer of the month is, and you'll find out. No, guys, we love Breck Brew here at DNVR. They've got a beer for any occasion. And honestly, what better way is there to watch a game than with an ice cold Breck Brew in your hand? Whatever version of Breck you were looking for, use the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find your favorite brew near you. Let's look at the comments. All right. Oh, you guys are so chatty and I am loving it. Will in the chat, RIP the black vests. The black vests were apparently supposed to be worn with purple undershirts, says Will. I think black undershirts whenever I think the black vests. Yeah. Is there a version that happened with, because again, I haven't been around. I'm just like a teenager too. So like I wasn't alive for some of this. Who knows? Kevin in the chat, since the white-green Colorado license plate was retired, it would be cool if they did a new Colorado City Connect with the new Colorado plate. I haven't seen the new Colorado plate, though.
It's black. It's all black with white lettering.
Oh, okay. Like a reverse Texas.
Yeah.
Texas, for such an interesting state, for better or for worse, has the most boring license plates I've ever freaking seen.
We just followed in their footsteps. It's literally exact same thing.
I mean, everyone from Texas moved here, so yeah, sure. Let's copy their freaking license plate.
Reverse that and confuse them, right?
Right. Where are we? What state are we in? We just came here to Trinidad to buy weed.
Who goes to Trinidad?
People from Texas drive to Trinidad to get weed.
That's an insane drive. That's crazy.
Well, if you're... Okay, well, I guess, like, if you're in Amarillo, it's like a... 3 to 4 hour drive. So kind of not that bad. Like, you know, you make a trip of it, you go to Trinidad, you stock up, you cross two state lines, you go home. Yeah. Will in the chat, the light blue on that City Connect jersey looks the same as the powder blue jersey. No, it's definitely brighter. I know everyone's screens look different too, but it's definitely a brighter blue. The blue of that City Connect jersey is like the blue of my blazer right now. All right, what else do we have in the chat? Will, it's the same colors on the City of Philadelphia flag. I've fucking never seen the flag of the City of Philadelphia. I've literally never once in my life. Not a single time. Didn't even know they had a flag, honestly. I'm like, people in Philly got it together enough to make a flag.
He's right.
Bring it up. I couldn't tell you for $1 million, like what the flag of Philly looks like. It's just not part of my life. Did you find it? Okay. All right. Yaya's going to pull it up. Then we're going to fact check this. Okay, yeah, you know what? I've seen that flag. I've seen it. I've seen that flag is like the nicest thing I can say about the Phillies' rumored City Connect jersey. Damn, that's making it feel a little more real knowing that it actually matches something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a City Connect, right? So what connects you more to your city than a flag? The colors.
Yeah, that is true. But I don't know if anyone in Philly has a connection to that.
We'll find out. We'll find out in a few months when it drops.
Yeah, seriously. Super producer Yahir coming in clutch, says Kevin. Yeah, thank you.
Shout out Kevin, by the way. He is also on the Rapid Show all the time.
Yo!
So.
Oh my gosh. Are you bringing in fans?
I don't know if I'm bringing in fans.
Yaya's the draw right now.
But shout
the
out
people
Kev.
Are here for you.
I wish that was true. I would make so much money.
All right, guys. I do want to talk about, we're going to continue the Rockies Fest conversation because we did get some brief media availability with some key players who are going to either make our lives amazing or miserable next year. No, but we gotta turn the spotlight on to Bill Schmidt and Bud Black because they had a joint media availability on Saturday. Talked a lot about the state of the team, what we can expect, how we're feeling about the guys we already have. So let's start with building on last year. Buddy said, quote, "I think that a year of experience for younger players," and there's a few of them in that starting lineup, "Jones, Doyle, Tovar, I think the experience for some guys in our bullpen, I think they're going to be contributors. I think we're going to stay healthier." I don't know how you can stay healthier. It's not like we could be like, well, how? Because it just like was not that kind of aggressive media availability. But he thinks they're going to stay healthy. I mean, honestly, you can't be unhealthier than last year. I'm just going to go ahead and knock on wood real fast after I said that sentence.
And everybody heard that. She just knocked on wood.
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
I'm giving you credit for knocking on
the
wood.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I thought you were blaming me for something that went wrong. Everyone loves to do that. Bill Schmidt said, quote, "I think our depth is better. I'm excited about our young guys coming." Yeah, I also am excited. That is like the one thing we have to be just the most excited about. And Bill Schmidt also added, don't be surprised if they make more moves before the season starts. Nothing is off the table, apparently.
Hey, also don't be surprised if the sun blows up. It can happen at any moment.
That was cold, but like definitely necessary. Stern but fair. You know, talked a lot about Dakota Hudson, Cal Quantrill, two starting rotation candidates. And Bill said, of course, excited about them, but said he's bringing them in for competition with the rest of the guys, meaning they are all competing for a spot in that starting rotation. Honestly, I don't hate it because competition makes everyone better. It's going to bring the best to the top. That is the way it works. That is like the whole point. It's how our whole lives work. So that'll be good. It'll be nice to have some options in terms of who is in that starting rotation. And we're going to see how it all plays out at spring training, which, oh my gosh, like pitchers and catchers report in just 2 weeks. I'm so excited. Here's what Bill Schmidt had to say about Cal Quantrill. Quote, "He was healthy at the end of the year, so that gives you optimism." So, of course, we know that Cal Quantrill is coming off his worst season of his career, but that just, listen, the Rockies are here to rebound when you are coming off a bad year. They're going to take you in. They're going to be the good boyfriend. And let's see how it goes. I'm actually optimistic. Here's what Schmidt had to say about Dakota Hudson. Following his track record, we had interest in the past, but they've been apparently following his career. So they've kind of had their eye on him. That's like, it's giving Chris Bryant all over again, because again, the Rockies had their eye on him, missed out on him in that draft. And then, Chris Bryant was like the white whale. He was Dick's white whale, as I like to say. He just wanted to get him because he wanted to get him before and never let that go. And I'm getting some flavors of that when we're talking about Dakota Hudson. A big change coming for the Rockies that really has nothing to do with the Rockies. Shohei Ohtani is in the NL West. Okay, so Buddy had some really fun things to say. Buddy said, quote, "From a baseball fan perspective, and in a lot of ways, I'm a baseball fan. I love baseball. You know, him coming into our division, I think it's going to be great for the National League. When we play the Dodgers, we focus on how the Rockies are going to beat the Dodgers, and Ohtani is just part of that group." What a Bud Black thing to say.
See, that sounds like something Bill Schmidt said, and like, hey, man, these sales are really going to drive us all the way up.
Bill Schmidt would never say a sentence that long, please. He would never. Oh, my goodness.
There's one picture of Bill Schmidt, too. One.
He keeps it quick. There actually might be multiple pictures of Bill Schmidt, but like, he always has like a similar look. He's on the phone. Like, if we could just get like a new updated picture of that, that would be so great. That would be amazing. Okay. Moving on. Let's look at some of the comments. Roger, damn, that flag is hilarious. Is it hilarious? What is hilarious about it? Roger, please clarify in the chat.
It shows, it's just like the city of Philadelphia, man. I'm a Philly guy. You know me. I love Philadelphia.
I mean, do we zoom in? Is there like someone climbing a light post after a big win?
No. What's funny to me, it shows unity. Mm. Which is like, yeah, Philadelphia's pretty unified, but they're also at each other's throats constantly. So that's kind of what's funny to me about it.
But you know what? More than anything, like, yes, Philly people love to fight each other. But really, like, we'll all come together and, like, fight a Cowboys fan.
I mean, who wouldn't, though? That's the whole nation.
I would love to fight a Cowboys fan. I would love to punch a Cowboys fan in the face. And that's mean, but it's how I feel. But it's how I feel. How are we feeling about doing another show? Maybe later this week. Maybe a new show drops Friday at 12:15 p.m. Mountain Time. Maybe that's what's happening.
We can talk a little bit more about a little bit of everything.
Yeah. No, we'll have some good stuff. We're going to talk a lot more about Kyle Freeland in Friday's show because, one, of course, he is our ace. And that rotation is just, we need him. But also, he chugged some beers in an Avs game, so we're going to talk about that.
Hometown hero, man.
What?
Hometown hero.
Hometown hero, and really good at shotgunning a beer. His form was good. I might try to mimic it. Yeah.
Pitching or chugging?
Just chugging.
Okay.
No, specifically shotgunning. It was just like his form was like he was so fast on it. The second the camera was on him, boom, boom, beer gone. And of course, shout out to Ashley for actually posting it on Instagram. That's it. You know, that's it for the show today. But Yaya, where can we follow all of your amazing content? Please remind us.
You can follow me personally on Yair, Y-A-H-I-R underscore V Vasquez, I think it is. I changed it recently. G Vasquez, you'll figure it out. That's the one that says DNVR Sports. also, follow DNVR underscore Rapids. You know, I appreciate that always.
Anything good happening to the Rapids?
Oh, a lot of good stuff. Yeah. Fun stuff.
I was going to say, you guys have had some big names in here.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of fun on that show lately. So.
You know what? At least someone is. No, guys, I have so much fun with all of you. I'm so happy you joined the show today. Thanks to everyone in the chat. Y'all are crushing it. Follow me on all platforms at The Susie Hunter. Follow all the latest Rockies news at DNVR underscore Rockies. And you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
What do you like to say, Suze?
You know what? That's baseball. And that's the show. We'll be back Friday at 12:15. And until then, yeah, talk to you later.